Unit 8. Short Conversations. Directions. In this section, you will hear 10 short conversations. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. Each conversation and question will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the 4 suggested answers marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer.
1. John, did you pick up your clothes from the laundry today?
No, my brother stopped for them on his way home. Question. What happened to the clothes?
2. Did the boss say anything about my not being here at 8?
She said that, if she were you, she'd make a habit of being on time. Question. Why did the man ask if his boss had said anything about him? 3. Was Robert elected to the committee?
Yes. In fact, he was made chairman, but he only agreed to take the job if they let him make all the decisions himself.
Question. What does Robert intend to do? 4. I promised my sister I would attend the show if I didn't have work due the next day.
Why not take me along?
Question. Why will the woman go to the show?
5. I'll invite you to our country house as soon as I finish my thesis.
At the rate you write, that may be next year. Question. When is she invited? 6. Because I wore red, they seemed to think I was one of the models.
That's right. The designer's dresses were either red or purple.
Question. What effect did wearing red produce? 7. I love the beach when the sand is fine and the water is just barely making waves.
I prefer an angry sea that makes me feel better whenever I'm sad.
Question. What does the man like? 8. The 5:18 bus is more expensive but faster.
To save 80 cents, I'll wait 20 minutes for the 5:28.
Question. What bus does the man take?
9. The cafeteria is short-handed, so we'll have to wait in line.
I know. They asked me to work today. Question. Why is there a line?
10. Miss, what time is flight 452 for Boston due to depart?
It leaves at 3:50, but you must check in 1 hour prior to departure. Question. At what time must the passenger be at the airport for flight 452?
Spot dictation. Describing the average American is very difficult. Our average American might be white, but Americans are not normally white. Most Americans are Christian, but America cannot be called a Christian country. And a majority of Americans might claim European ancestry, but this description also does not define Americans in general. Neither, in fact, does language. The United States is one of the few countries that has no official national language or languages. English is the common language by use, but it is not the national language by law. About 30 million Americans speak a language other than English at home. This means, for example, that if you meet an American in New Mexico who speaks Spanish as his first language, he could be a recent immigrant, having arrived in the U.S. only a few years ago. Or his grandparents could have arrived in the United States 100 years ago. It could also be that his ancestors have been living in the area years before the 13 British colonies were established on the East Coast. A so-called foreign accent does not necessarily mean that an individual is or was a foreigner.
Passage. Some people seem to have a knack for learning languages. They can pick up new vocabulary, master rules or grammar, and learn to write in the new language more quickly than others. They do not seem to be any more intelligent than others, so what makes language learning so much easier for them? Perhaps if we take a close look at these successful language learners, we may discover a few of the techniques which make language learning easier for them. First of all, successful language learners are independent learners. They do not depend on the book or the teacher. They discover their own way to learn the language. Instead of waiting for the teacher to explain, they try to find the patterns and rules for themselves. They are good guessers who look for clues and form their own conclusions. When they guess wrong, they guess again. They try to learn from their mistakes. Successful language learning is active learning. Therefore, successful learners do not wait for a chance to use the language. They look for such a chance. They find people who speak the language and they ask these people to correct them when they make a mistake. They will try anything to communicate. They are not afraid to repeat what they hear or to say strange things. They are willing to make mistakes and try again. When communication is difficult, they can accept information that is inexact or incomplete. It is more important for them to learn to think in the language than to know the meaning of every word. Finally, successful language learners are learners with a purpose. They want to learn the language because they are interested in the language and the people who speak it. It is necessary for them to learn the language in order to communicate with these people and to learn from them. They find it easy to practice using the language regularly because they want to learn with it. What kind of language learner are you? If you are a successful language learner, you have probably been learning independently, actively, and purposefully. On the other hand, if your language learning has been less than successful, you might do well to try some of the techniques outlined above.
Questions. 1. What makes language learning easier for some people than for others, according to the article? 2. How do successful language learners learn languages? 3. Why do successful language learners find it easy to practice using the language regularly? 4. Why did the author write this article? 5. Which of the statements is not true for active language learners? Story. 1 year, Miss Wyatt decided to have a holiday in Italy. She did not speak much Italian, but wherever she went, she was fortunate enough to find people who knew enough English to be able to understand what she wanted, until one day she decided to have lunch in a charming little restaurant in a village in the south of Italy. She had seen some nice mushrooms in the market of another village near there, and thought they would taste very good. So when the waiter came to take her order for the lunch, she inquired whether she could have some mushrooms for her meal, but she had great difficulty in explaining to him, because she did not know the Italian word for mushrooms. At last she took out a pencil and drew a picture of a mushroom. The waiter's face brightened at once, and he hastened out to the kitchen. A minute later he returned, carrying an umbrella.